The inside parts of a chicken that you eat, the liver and heart and so forth, is there a general name for those parts?
I guess the guts.
Mm-hmm. What about in a pig? What would you call those inside parts?
The entrails.
Mm-hmm. What about something though? The parts that, well, some people eat.
Chitlins.
Uh-huh. Have you ever eaten those?
No.
Do you know how they're made or anything? Have you ever eaten
them? It seems like, I don't know for sure, but black people, seem like the older black people eat them. And some really country white people eat them. That's about all. Have you ever eaten any?
I guess I could. I mean, it doesn't. At first, it sounded really gross to me, but I don't think I would really care for them.
I don't believe I would, really.
What about them? If you wanted to call a cow to get her in out of the pasture, do you ever hear a special call that people would have?
I've heard people whistle for them. Heard people call them, and you know, I don't know what they call it. You know, they kind of yell, you know, "Yee boy," like that. You know, whatever they call that, I don't know.
What about to get a cow to stand still so you can milk them?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. What about calling a cat?
I don't know.
And what would you say to a mule or a horse?
You'd say G to get them turn right and haul, make them turn left. I guess, but I never plowed before.
What about calling horses?
No.
What about pigs?
Yeah, I've heard of calling pigs before.
How would you
sound
that
out? You just go, pig silly, like that. You know, like they do in Arkansas. Matter of fact, there's on our mainline track, there's a guy that has a pig pen. And when we're coming back on the caboose every morning, I'll step out there and call those pigs. And they'll get up and run around, you know, look around. So I guess it works, you know. And I don't even really know how to do it right.
What do you do? Do you ride on the train?
Yeah, well, I'm a switchman, and there's a big plant out here called Cooper Tire. And I'm on that job there, and we go out there and switch Cooper Tire. We take cars out there to them and, you know, spot them and drag the loads out, you know.
What do you mean, spot them?
And place them at the docks where they want them.
Mm-hmm.
The load and drag the loads that they have going to town, mm-hmm. you know, that they're sending to different parts of the country.
You mean?
We'll take empty cars out there and bring loaded cars back.
You ride the same line?
Yeah.
Back and forth in that place?
Mm-hmm. I used to brake on the L&A.
You used to what?
I used to be a brakeman on the L&A. I'd ride from Greenville, Texas to Shreveport, Louisiana, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for 4 or 5 months when I was cut off here at the cotton belt.
Mm-hmm. Why were you cut off?
Well, just a reduction in force. See, and when you work for the railroad, it takes few years to get your seniority
mm-hmm.
started, you know, where you can hold on because it's all strictly seniority.
Mm-hmm.